Oh no, everybody. Oh no, I can't believe it. It looks like the conspiracy theorists have been proven right yet again. We're going to talk about digital currencies in a second. So hope you are sitting comfortably as we explore the words of the Bank of England, no less. And if you do enjoy these podcasts, remember, please consider supporting me by buying me a coffee or going over to the shop at davidvance.net. Either which way, link below. See if you can help us keep going. So I'll leave that thought with you guys. I know some of you do, some of you don't. So if you don't, maybe you will consider it. Here's the headline that should make you sit down and soberly assess where we're going. This is in Reuters. So Reuters are reporting that Britons face a £20,000 digital pound cap under the Bank of England plan. Britons will be limited to £20,000 digital pounds each if the country goes ahead with a digital currency. That's according to some mad conspiracy theorist. No, that's according to the Bank of England Deputy Governor, John Cunliffe. All right, so the Bank of England are backing up what us conspiracy theorists have been saying now for quite a while. Yeah, Britain's government said on Monday that it and the Bank of England were pressing on with work on a possible digital pound that was likely to enter circulation in the second half of this decade, so from 2025 on, and to be held in a wallet provided by banks, although no final decision has been made. We propose a limit of between £10,000 and £20,000 per individual as the appropriate balance between managing risks and supporting wide usability of the digital pound, Cunliffe says. A limit of £10,000 would mean that three quarters of people could receive their pay in digital pounds as well as holding pre-existing balances in the same account, whilst a £20,000 limit would allow almost everyone to use digital pounds for day-to-day transactions, Cunliffe says. Almost like, yeah, they want us all using digital currency. They want rid of fiat currency. We've been telling you this. Money above the cap would be swept into a customer's commercial bank account, given that a digital pound would not be a means for storing wealth. All right, so you can't store wealth in a digital pound. Interesting. He told members of the UK Finance. At the other end, you could say, I need a little wallet full of internet cash to buy things on Amazon, etc. So this is all about the fact, and you know we've talked about this, central banks all around the world are all working away on this WEF initiative to remove cash and replace it with digital currency. And once a digital currency is in place, they've got you. They can tell you, they're blatant about this. He's saying, well, there could be a 10,000 limit, might be 20,000 limit per person. That's it. It doesn't matter how wealthy you are. That's going to be the limit of digital currency that you'll have access to unless they say otherwise. So to me, this just demonstrates that once again, we are spot on the money. We've been telling, we've been shouting, we've been screaming that, listen, once they take away cash, and they're well on the underway in doing it, and they replace it with a digital currency, then they gain control over what you do, what you spend, where you spend it, how you spend it, how much you spend, et cetera, et cetera. That's the aim of it. They want total control over you. And the best way to get complete control over you is to have control over your finance, your money. If as the central bank essentially holds your digital monies, which and they're saying, you know, if we set it at the right level, 10,000, well, that would be most people's, three quarters of people's pay. So everyone can get their pay in digital currency. Anyone see a problem with that? Oh, yes, Mr. Vance. I'm afraid we've not been able to process your pay this month because you said something that was a bit nasty about virologists or vaccines or Ukraine or climate change or you name it. Whatever it is, it's not compatible with you getting your money this month, Mr. Vance. And that could be equally be any of you listening to this as well. And you know it as well as I do, that this government is absolutely intent on bringing in the digital pound, the digital currency. And when they do that, and if we accept it, we are doomed, because they will then have the means to control everything that we do. So you never mind, you know, donating, you know, a few pounds to buy me a coffee. They can stop you doing that. They could designate that, you know, no, you can't give any digital currency to this particular site because, oh, it's spreading misinformation or disinformation. They can, but not only that, you go to the supermarket and you want to buy, a steak, and they could restrict the amount of currency you spend on that, because actually it would be so much better if you took one of those nice soy-based alternatives. And so it goes, and so it goes. That's what they want to do. That's what this is all about. It's always been about control. This is the most dangerous thing we've ever heard, a digital currency. And for the first time in human history, essentially, the replacement of the conventional means of physical barter, namely cash. So there you have it, my friends. Beware. They're telling you in plain sight what they intend to do. Believe them, because they will do it.